Well, the meeting will now come to order, and may everyone please stand as we pledge allegiance to the flag, and also please remain standing for a moment. By Pastor Wayne Bridegroom, the Central Grace Community Church.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Pastor.
Would you pray with me, please? What a delight it is to say good evening, Father. You are indeed a good, good daddy, if we would dare to use that terminology. And so tonight we would say, we would call you our Father, who is in heaven. Hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, and, O Lord, your will be done here in Stanislaus County as it is in heaven. Amen and amen.
Thank you, Pastor. We now will have a presentation, an update on Stanislaus County Public Services. Diane McDonald.
Testing, testing. Yes. Good evening, Chairman Monteith, board members, CEO Risen, Mr. Doring, and members of the public. I'm Diane McDonald, your County Library Director, and with me is Susan Lilly, Communications, Marketing, and Fund Manager. We're here today to give you an update on all the great things happening at our libraries. Visit any library before opening, and you'll find a group of eager customers gathering, ready to take advantage of the many resources offered at our libraries. This is true at every branch on any day of the week, now including Fridays. We are so pleased to again offer library service on Fridays. As you are aware, the library is primarily funded by the voter-approved 1/8-cent dedicated sales tax. 6 years ago, decreased tax revenue forced a suspension of Friday service. With a visionary approach, improvements in the economy, and prudent spending, Friday hours were restored with your approval last July. This is truly something to celebrate. Public libraries have a unique appeal unlike any other public institution. Dedicated to democracy and equal access to information, our libraries offer something for everyone. Libraries play an important role in building a healthy community by supporting the discovery of information and ideas that lead to learning, innovation, and growth. The library plays an essential role in supporting early literacy development by targeting readers before their readers. Our children's staff help parents become the best first teachers by educating them about the importance of reading aloud to children and sharing techniques which help develop literacy skills. Early literacy programs at the library include story times, special performances, and our 1,000 Books Before Kindergarten program, designed for infants, toddlers, and preschool-aged children. A little over a year ago, we embarked on a new partnership with the WIC office on Hackett Road to offer a pop-up library. Bilingual library staff visit the WIC office twice a week, checking out books, issuing new library cards, reading stories to children, and educating parents about the importance of reading aloud to their children. This innovative program was funded by a Library Services and Technology Act grant through the California State Library. The library is pleased to partner with the Stanislaus Community Foundation, Stanislaus County Office of Education, and the Children and Families Commission on the Stanislaus Reads Initiative. Stanislaus Reads aims to improve reading proficiency by third grade, the point at which children are no longer learning to read, but reading to learn. Teens are welcome to the library with fun programs and contests designed to engage the sometimes hard-to-reach age group. Anime Day, Teen Crafts, game days, and the summer reading program draw teens into the library, where they also discover useful information resources for homework and other school projects. Through a partnership with the probation department, teens in juvenile detention now have the opportunity to participate in a book club with library staff. The program is offered as a reward for good behavior. Through book discussions, where decisions made by the characters in books are examined, teens are able to reflect on the choices they've made and consider how future decisions may impact their lives. Friends in the Modesto Library, the Stanislaus Library Foundation, and Omega Nu have all contributed funds to support this important library outreach program. Whether seeking employment information or reading for pleasure, the library provides the resources people need. Recently, a man who had used the computers at the Modesto Library for his job search returned to the reference desk with a box of donuts. His way of thanking the reference librarians who guided him in completing online employment applications and ultimately landing a job. Adults from every demographic continue to access a variety of fiction and nonfiction material at our libraries countywide. For example, the Modesto Library checks out nearly 1 million items to adults each year. That's just one library. Last year, 2,382 adults participated in the summer reading program. Sharing the joy of reading with other adults and modeling good reading habits for their children. Veterans can access information and benefits assistance through Veterans Connect at the library, a veterans resource center located at the Modesto Library. This resource center offers books, DVDs, and pamphlets on topics of specific interest to veterans and their families, such as state and federal benefits for veterans, housing, health care, education, and employment. A dedicated computer is available for veterans to access information online, and trained staff and volunteers are available to provide assistance. Library services extend beyond the walls of our buildings with resources offered in a variety of formats. With expanded digital resources, cardholders can access their library card accounts from the convenience of their smartphone or tablet with the library's mobile app. Customers can now enjoy the convenience of paying library fines and fees online. The Cloud Library provides ebooks, a service which is extremely popular and continues to grow in popularity. 50 e-magazine titles are available for download through a library service called Zinio. And with a service called Hoopla, it's great names, customers can download audiobooks, movies, and television shows, music, comics, and more ebooks. And Mango Languages is a popular service for learning a new language, including English as a second language. Our libraries continue to evolve to meet the changing needs of the community. In response to an identified need, the Modesto Library became a passport acceptance agency in 2012. And last spring, the Salida Library also began accepting passport applications. More than 10,000 passport applications were accepted at our libraries last year. This is just a snapshot of some of the important and innovative work taking place at our libraries. It would not be possible without our dedicated and talented library staff and the ongoing support of the Board of Supervisors, Library Advisory Board, hundreds of dedicated volunteers, our Friends of the Library groups, and the Library Foundation. Thank you for the opportunity to share this information, and can we answer any questions?
Anyone on the board have any comments or questions? Right ahead.
Yeah. Diane, I just want to take an opportunity to thank you for a job well done. I know you and your staff, all your volunteers and supporters, just do an amazing job, so I just wanted to pass that along.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
Anyone else wishing to make a comment? Well, I would like to make a comment also that we thank you for providing the needed resources and opportunity to educate people within the county and provide services for them. We know that at times it's not the easiest task, but we thank you so much for your dedication. Job well done.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Friday. Thank you.
Yeah, that's exciting.
That's exciting.
Thank you.
We now will go for public comment, and I have a request from Susan Beasley to speak at this time.
Good evening, gentlemen. Thank you very much. Susan Beasley on behalf of the International Heritage Festival, and I'm here to issue a very warm, cordial invitation to you to join us Saturday, October 1. It will be the 25th annual International Heritage Festival in Modesto. And we take in Modesto, but the entire county and the region, because we have participants from throughout that area. And I was just sitting down thinking, remembering my days at the library when Mom would take us on Saturday morning for story hour, how my world was opened and how I came to learn about me, because my mom and dad came from another country and they settled here in Modesto. And I always felt like the little girl who somehow was different than everyone else. But through the library, I can show the other kids where my parents come from, and my teacher can tell them too. And through events like the International Festival, all children can enjoy and say, I'm from here in the United States, I'm proud to be an American, but Grandma and Grandpa came from somewhere else, and that's a part of me too. So that's something that's part of our rich heritage, so we celebrate that. And part of our mission is that we celebrate what brings us together, which is our American heritage, and we must never forget that. So I invite you to come join us. I also want to say thank you to the county, and thank you to the library for helping us get the word out through the flyers and just letting folks know about the event. We have some wonderful cash sponsors and in-kind sponsors, and each one of you at your seats has a flyer, and it tells you all the details. The opening ceremony is at 11 a.m., and we would be very happy to have one of you come give some opening remarks and perhaps present a special letter of recognition on our 25th anniversary. We'll have Yes Company, a beautiful, beautiful parade of flags with everyone dressed up in their national dress, instrument petting zoo with the Modesto Symphony, the Nuts, all kinds of activities, music and dance. So come explore the world in your own backyard on Saturday, October 1 at MJC on College Avenue. And thank you very much. I look forward to seeing you.
Thank you. Is there anyone else wishing to make comments at this time? If not, we now will go back to consent calendar. Is there anyone on the board wishing to pull?
Yes, Mr. Chairman, I'd like to pull item 2C for a separate vote.
Okay. Is there any other comment on the rest of these? If not, we will address A2C after we pass the regular consent calendar. Is there anyone, and before the board takes action on the consent calendar, does anyone in the audience wish to make a comment or have a question on any matter on the consent calendar? If not, I'll bring it back to the board.
I'll make a motion to approve all consent items with the exception of item A2C.
Is there a second?
Second.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Those opposed? Passed. And now we'll go to A2C.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chairman. I certainly don't have any problem with this agenda item. I just wanted to call attention to this. The presentation will be given by the Sons of Italy next week, as they come every year and talk about the Italian heritage and the Italians' contribution to the American economy. So it's an organization I belong to, and they do a gala every year at the Del Rio in April, where they raise money and then give it away to local charities. Anyway, I just wanted to let everybody know the presentation will be next week, even though we're declaring it tonight.
Okay.
And with that, I'd like to make a motion to approve this item.
Okay, is there a second?
Second.
It's been moved and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? To our Italian portion of the council. Okay, we now will go to the correspondence.
This board has received a letter from the Salida Fire Protection District requesting modification of their audit period from an annual audit to a biennial audit.
Referred to Auditor Controller.
This board has received a letter from the Governor's Office of Emergency Services regarding the U.S. Small Business Administration's disaster designation for primary and contiguous counties, including Stanislaus County, due to the economic impacts caused by the Callahan Square Shopping Center fire.
Referred to the Office of Emergency Services.
This board has received two notices from the California Water Boards regarding the East Side Water District's applications for temporary permits to capture storm flows for groundwater recharge.
Refer to the Department of Environmental Resources and Agriculture Commission and Sealer of Weights and Measures.
This board has received two letters from the California Fish and Game Commission regarding proposed amendments to falconry and sport fishing regulations.
Refer to the Fish and Wildlife Commission.
This board has received the claims as noted on the agenda.
Acknowledge receipt of claims, refer to the Chief Executive Office, Risk Management Division. And at this time, does anyone on the board have a report? If not, then we'll go to the Legislative, Fiscal, and Management Report. Chief Executive Stan Risen.
Yeah, thank you, Chairman. I want to take just a moment to introduce our new Behavioral Health and Recovery Services Director, Rick DeGette. Rick, I'm going to put you on the spot and ask if you'd just come up and maybe just say for a minute, just introduce yourself to the board.
We just need about 30 minutes out of you, Rick. Go ahead.
Good evening. Thank you, Stan, for the opportunity to come and address the board officially in my new role as Director of Behavioral Health and Recovery Services. Thanks to the board, and appreciate the opportunity to be able to come to Stanislaus County. I was last here with you for closed session and then open session for confirmation, and had a chance to meet with a couple of you, and it's really a great opportunity for me to be able to come and be here and work with you. I'm in my third week here on the job, and I'm in my phase of disorientation, trying to understand what's going on. So I'm trying to get oriented and trying to learn about what's happening, getting out to visit the sites and meeting with the staff, learning about some of the great resources that are here. So it's going to be a great learning experience for me. Had a chance to meet earlier today with some folks about Focus on Prevention. I'm really excited about that initiative, and it's a cross-cutting and really innovative initiative for Stanislaus County, and really looking forward to seeing how BHRS can be a great partner in that effort. So again, thanks for the opportunity to be here and work with you, and look forward to meeting with all of you individually. Please contact me if with any questions or concerns, and I'll be here. So I'm really grateful for the opportunity. Thanks.
Okay. Thank you for letting me put you on the spot, Rick. We're really excited to have you joining us and being part of our team, and I know the department staff is looking forward to working with you as well. So thank you.
Welcome aboard. We now have an announcement. The Board of Supervisor tour of the Public Safety Center expansion project, Tuesday, September 27th, 2016, following the Board of Supervisors meeting at 250 East Hackett Road, Ceres. And make everyone aware of that tour. Pardon me, Stan, I took over your role
there, fine.
But then
that,
pardon me. And under those conditions, this meeting now is closed.
Good, huh?